Feminist magazine admits migrants behind most pool sex assaults. By Chris Tomlinson on July 18, 2019. While police and other authorities have been hesitant to blame migrants for pool sex assaults, one German feminist magazine has published an article admitting most assaults are carried out by them. The article, published by Cologne-based feminist magazine Emma, admitted that young migrant men were responsible for the majority of sex attacks in outdoor pools across the country. Women are massively harassed by migrants. Swimming champions are abused. In addition, there is a high degree of violence and the lack of any respect. An outdoor swimming pool should be a place of recreation and not a place of horror. President of the Federal Association of German Swimming Champions Peter Harsheim told the magazine, "Since 2015 there are problems in our baths with young migrants. It was a slow process. In the meantime, the impression prevails that only young Arab-born men can dare to go to the outdoor pool," Harsheim added. According to the police of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the majority of sex attacks in outdoor pools are said to occur, most perpetrators are young men of North African, Arab, and Turkish origin. The magazine goes on to assert that women and even young girls are often harassed by migrant men claiming they are often fondled by them underwater, have their bikinis pulled down or are molested and filmed while in the pool showers. Some pools have attempted to alleviate the issues of sex attacks by banning migrants from the pools, but such bans have been overturned after being met with outrage from leftist groups. "We need more backing from the police and also from politicians. These rioters must be cracked harder. Those who do not mention the problem by name only aggravate it," Harsheim said. As early as 2016, Breitbart London reported on the rise of migrant sex attacks after a report from the Dusseldorf police was leaked in July of that year. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.